Lawmakers have filed several bills to limit or outright ban gender-affirming care for minors in Indiana. Several listeners wanted to know more about what gender-affirming care actually is. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Lauren Chapman reports.
Dr. Sumana Jordan directs Northwestern's Gender Pathways program. She explains gender-affirming care is a really big umbrella of services.
That can be anywhere from mental health to medical support to, of course, surgical support, which tends to get the most attention. But certainly, it really encompasses the entire spectrum of healthcare.
Jordan says blocking someone from care because of their age doesn't align with any other part of medicine.
You wouldn't kind of sit there and say, well, you know, you're only 12. You may have this health condition. I'm going to sit around and wait until you're 16 or 18 or 25 before I treat you.
So far, none of the bills banning gender-affirming care for minors have received committee hearings. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Lauren Chapman.
If you have questions for our reporters, you can text us. Sign up for the Indiana Two-Way by texting Indiana to 73224.